ABC Radio Australia.
In Solomon Islands, there's calls for answers over how hundreds of police vehicles, including those donated by Australia, are being used. Frustrated residents in the capital Honiara say they've been left hanging with no response to their emergency calls. As the ABC's Krishnarita Amanleong in Honiara reports, it comes as Australia tries to build up its security ties with the Solomons.
When Abraham Ilala's home in Honiara was broken into, his immediate reaction was to call 999. That's the police emergency number.
I called once, twice, no one picked up.
At the third attempt, a police officer picked up.
I relayed the incident, but what she told me came as a shock. She said, sorry, we don't have any vehicles to assist.
Stories like this are familiar across the country. One Honiara magistrate even complained about the excuses made by police over vehicle shortages. It prompted anti-corruption group Transparency Solomon Islands to look deeper into the issue.
The public needs to know, why is their police force not able to respond to their needs when they have been given all of these vehicles? Yeah?
That's Ruth Lilokula, Transparency Solomon Islands CEO.
Resources that they have been given, yeah? But the other question is, when the development partners give us vehicle, what is the government's support to them? How much fuel are they giving the police? And then the other thing is, what is allocated to what?
The police force has received vehicle and equipment donations from the governments of Australia and China since 2022. Public records show over 100 police vehicles were donated in the last 3 years alone. On the streets of the capital Honiara, there are questions on whether the donations are helping law enforcement.
Nothing has really changed.
It feels the same.
Me looking for something change.
Yes, but only small changes, not really noticeable.
No big number.
It is unclear how many police vehicles are currently in use across the country and whether there is still a shortage of vehicles. The ABC put questions to the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, and this was their response.
The Commissioner has decided not to respond to your request, seeing the security nature of the vehicle allocations.
This response comes in the same week as the arrest of a police officer for allegedly drink driving in a police vehicle. There's also a social media outcry over a photo of people drinking in a police vehicle. And all of this comes as Australia tries to cement its position as the number one security partner by backing a plan to increase the size of the police force. Transparency's Ruth Lilokula says the response by the RSIPF is strange.
It is a security matter for them, but it is also a security and safety matter for the citizens too. So whose security are they talking about? The security of the officers, the security of the vehicles, or the security of what?
Back in Honiara, Abraham Ilala says he wants a police force that can not only restore public confidence, but also turn up.
I only want police stations to have the vehicles readily available to attend any urgent call-outs.
And that is Abraham Ilala, a Solomon Islands resident, ending that report by the ABC's reporter in Honiara, Krishnarita Amanleong.